There are thousands of forced migrants currently in Europe. Although fearing persecution in their homelands, many migrants are denied asylum status, leaving many of them destitute. Anne Verlinck is the author of a report called We Are Dying Silent, Prisoners of Destitution, which has been issued by the Jesuit Refugee Service. She told us what kinds of problems are facing many of these forced migrants.
There are quite a lot of people, rejected asylum seekers, who do have an extreme fear that they will be persecuted upon return, even though this well-founded fear of persecution has not been recognized as such by the national asylum systems. For example, within the UK, I spoke to a rejected asylum seeker who came from the Democratic Republic of Congo and worked for a peace and reconciliation NGO. And he was also persecuted because of his ethnic background. His family is still residing in a refugee camp in Kenya, and his claim for asylum upon arrival in the UK was not accepted. Now he has the status of rejected asylum seeker. He still has the fear, even though he lives in abject poverty, have no form of support. He is still not willing and capable of returning, and his case is typical for a lot of other rejected asylum seekers who are so almost so desperate and in disbelief why their asylum claims were not accepted. So this indicates what kind of fear is faced.